I'd like to dedicate this Dvar Torah Le'ilui Nishmas Daniela Shena Bas Yehoshua Falak. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Mishpatim, and there's a lot of halachas about damages and things like that. So one halacha is, that the Torah tells us is Make Ovi V'Imo Mosyumos, that if a person wounds his father or his mother, he gets the death penalty. Mosyumos. In other words, you're not allowed to wound anybody, even not your father and your mother. But that's not the death penalty. That's only malchus. That's you get hit. You get the 39 malchus. But you hit if you a person wounds his father or mother, gets the death penalty. Now, why is this so relevant? Who's wounding your father or your mother? So what's relevant is what is the halacha?
You mean you damage or hit?
Hit. Yeah, no, so why is this relevant? Who hits their parents? No, I'll tell you why it's relevant. Because the question is, what if the son is a doctor? The son is a dentist. And the father wants to go his son is a dentist. He wants to go to his son. His son is a surgeon. He wants to go to his son. So the halacha is he's not supposed to go to his son. Because the son, when he's doing the dental treatment, or he's doing this, he might, by mistake, take some blood out. In other words, while he's doing the process, that sometimes you need the blood for the medicine, for the refuah, but by mistake he might take a little bit extra that he really didn't. And since wounding, you're taking blood, and therefore, since the avera is so severe that it's the death penalty, we don't want that there should be even a shogeg, even a mistake. So therefore, it says in Shulchan Aruch that if you say you have a splinter, and your son wants to take out the splinter, you shouldn't have your son take it out, because there could be some extra blood that he took out that he really didn't need to take out, even though it was a shogeg. The halacha is that if there's no doctor around, no one else around, so he could do it. Or some say, the Or HaShulchan says, if he's the best doctor, but it's hard to know to qualify who's the best doctor. You know, the parent always says, oh, my son's the doctor, he's the best doctor. It's not necessarily true that he's the best doctor. But if, in theory, if there's no other doctor around, it's known that he's the best in this field, so then the Or HaShulchan permits if he's the best in the field. Some say if you have to give injections to your parent and he's going to have to go every day to the doctor, it's a big tircha. So some Rav Arfanitz quotes from Poskim that might be permissible also. Then there's a discussion, what if your son's going to do it for free and someone else is going to have to pay a lot? That's also a question. But this is the halacha brought in Shulchan Aruch, that the son shouldn't take the splinter out, he shouldn't be his dentist, things like that, unless there's no other opportunity. And this is all based on, because makeh, if you take blood, that's called makeh of v'imo, and this is all part of this discussion. So even though no one is hitting their parent, but this could be very relevant if the son is a doctor, that in many cases, it would not be proper for the parent to have the son as the doctor, the dentist, etc.